that constitute these differences. Above all, it is singular that the mode of reproducing these forces directly from one another and of reproducing one without the others should have remained undiscovered till less than 100 years ago. Nevertheless, such was the course of events, for it was not till the year 2792 that the famous Oswald Nier made this great discovery. Truly, he was a great benefactor of the human race. His admirable discovery led to many another. Hence is sprung a pleiad of inventors, its sprite a star being our great Joseph Jackson. To Jackson we are indebted for those wonderful instruments, the new accumulators. Some of these absorb and condense the living force contained in the sun's rays, others the electricity stored in our globe, others again the energy coming from whatever source, as a waterfall, a stream, the winds, etc. He, too, it was that invented the transformer, a more wonderful contrivance still, which takes the living force from the accumulator and, on the simple pressure of a button, gives it back to space in whatever form may be desired, whether as heat, light, electricity, or mechanical force, after having first obtained